In the third quarter of 2020, the Double Line Flexible Income Fund outperformed the benchmark ICE Bank of America 1-3 year Eurodollar Index return of 0.62%. Markets were risk on as investor confidence increased on economic data that tended to surprise to the upside and the view that the Federal Reserve policy would remain supportive for years to come. As the pandemic progressed, more businesses reopened and hiring resumed, but the rebound in economic activity showed signs of slowing in September. The fund primarily consists of high beta corporate credit securities and subordinate tranche securitized products, all of which outperformed the benchmark. The best performing sector over the quarter was high yield corporates as spreads tightened on better than expected corporate earnings and a general increase in investors' risk appetite. Bank loans and emerging markets debt also outperformed for the aforementioned reasons. Commercial mortgage-backed securities and asset-backed securities posted strong returns on the back of incremental improvements in fundamentals for subsectors that were more acutely impacted by COVID-19, such as retail, hospitality, and aircraft securitizations. Collateralized loan obligations positively contributed to outperformance as they also experienced an improvement in credit fundamentals. A booming housing market propelled returns from non-agency residential mortgage-backed securities, while weakness in the U.S. dollar led to outperformance in global bonds. Agency mortgage-backed securities were the only sector to underperform the index as it experienced large uncertainty surrounding prepayment expectations. This sector accounted for less than 1% of the portfolio's aggregate exposure, so its impact on the fund's performance was minute.